In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Bernice Uli Russell, age 88, of Shawnee Drive, Campbellsville, died Friday at Taylor Regional Hospital after an illness. She is survived by one grandson and his wife, Paul Richard and Lisa Claycomb of Campbellsville, two sisters, Geneva Cox and Leona Davis of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Bernice Uli Russell will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. Mrs. Ruby Cantrell, age 90, of Louisville, formerly of Greene County, died Friday. She is survived by one sister and brother-in-law of Louisville. Funeral services for Ruby Cantrell will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Owen Funeral Home in Louisville, with burial in Louisville. For more information locally, contact the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mrs. Margie Dykes, age 83, of Jamestown, died Saturday at Westlake Regional Hospital. She is survived by two daughters, Edna Ballinger and Gladys Cape, both of Columbia, one son, Rainey Dykes of Jamestown, four sisters and a brother-in-law, Mary Hortense and Charles Wright of Greensburg, Nanny Dykes and Hazel Green, both of Jamestown, and Cecil Back of Columbia, six grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Margie Dykes will be Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Wilson Funeral Home in Russell Springs, with burial in the Dykes Cemetery in Russell County. The family request visitation after 4:30 this afternoon at the Wilson Funeral Home. Mrs. Verna Abel Ward, age 101, of Lebanon, died Saturday at the Cedars of Lebanon Nursing Home. She is survived by one brother, Howard Cotton Abel of Lebanon, one sister, Anna Mary Richardson of Lebanon. Funeral mass for Verna Abel Ward will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Augustine Catholic Church, with burial in the church cemetery. The family request visitation after 3 o'clock Tuesday at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon. Prayer services will be held at 7 o'clock Tuesday evening at the funeral home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of contributions to the Mass of the Air, Hospice of Central Kentucky, or the St. Augustine School Fund. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.